we in our tiny Seichel can't understand a lot of things in the Bria. We don't understand why people live to certain ages. But the Chazal talk about certain people and why they lived certain ages. Thank you. For instance, Bana Marishan lived 930 years. Why 930? I mean, sounds like an interesting number, 930. I mean, I think Mr. Shelach lived longer than him. So if anyone lived the longest, you would think Bana Marishan should live the longest. First man.
Gave away 7 years.
Oh, he gave away 70 years. Who did he give 70 years to?
David
HaMelech. Right. David HaMelech would have been born as a stillborn. And Adam Rishon gave 70 years to him. Adam Rishon should have lived 1,000, which is a nice round number. Ki elef shonim ki yom esmo. By Hashem, 1,000 years is like one day. And that was part of the Limud Zuchus that was given to Adam. If the Yefim Leitz Adas, the Torah says, B'yom ha'cholcha mimena mos tomus. So how come he didn't die the day that he ate? So Hashem had chesed. Shabbos was also a saneger, a defender for Adam HaRishon. And he says, okay, the day that you eat, let's go with the Cheshbon of Hashem's day. It's 1,000 years. So it doesn't look like a lie. Hashem is, you know, going back on what he said. So he lived 1,000 years. So that's how much he should have lived. But at the end, he only lived till 930 because he gave 70 years to Dovin HaMelech, which wouldn't have really had a life. And he's the Malchus, and he's part of the Tikkun of Adam. So, okay, that's the 930. By Avram. Avram lived how many years?
175.
The question is, Yitzchak lived 180. So why would it be that that Avram should live 5 years less than his son? 175, and Yitzchak lived 180. And they give an answer for that too, the Chazal. Because of Esav. Esav. He was taken away 5 years earlier because Esav, when Avram would have been 180 or 175, he would have went out to Tarbus Roth. He would have went out to becoming off the derech. So he wanted to save him from that happening. So Hashem took him earlier than his father, his son, and therefore it lasted for just to 175. Now Yaakov, he lived 147. 147 Yaakov. Why did he live 147 and not like at least Yitzchak, his father, 147? So as Eve says, that when he was in front of Paro, and he was in front of Paro, and Paro asked him, so how's your life? He said, not so good. You know, good days and bad days. So he had a whole conversation with Pharaoh. Hashem wasn't happy with what he said. What do you mean, good days, bad days? You know what I mean? I didn't take care of you, Yaakov. Why could he say that? So it says the 33 words that Yaakov said to Pharaoh. And he says, for every word of that conversation, we're taking it off 1 year. So he only lived 147. If he would have not said that conversation, he would have lived to 180. Like, you should look at the Baal HaTurim over there. So this Cheshbonis, Chazal and the Ruach HaKodesh could tell us a lot of things that we don't know. But it's not a happenstance. It doesn't just happen. There's a Cheshbon. Cheshbon for everything. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. And the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmois Rabba, second parsha. Vayera Malch Hashem Palava Zeish Mitoch HaSneh. A malach that was a flame of fire from the snare. Vayar v'hine asneh boer ba'esh v'asneh inenu uko. There was something that was very novel about this snare, this burning bush. Because it was burning with a fire, but nothing was consumed. Moshe Rabbeinu saw this phenomena. Says the Medrash, Hasneh is Gematria 120. And therefore the life of Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years. Moshe Rabbeinu saw this phenomena of the Sneh burning. That's why Hashem spoke to him, told him about his shlichus, and it wasn't consumed, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was destined to live 120 years because of the snare. And of course, this needs a little interpretation. What does seeing the snare have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's life? Oh, he saw something that was spectacular. Fire consumes, at least earthly fire. This was a heavenly fire. But why should, because of that, he's the Gematria of Hasneh? So, Moshe Shapiro Zatzal and other people that he quotes explains this idea. Physical fire that we have in this world exists only because it has fuel. Without fuel, there is no fire. It needs a fuel. And when it comes in contact with the fuel, it turns the fuel into fire. Whether it's wood, whether it's paper, it becomes fire itself. Fire is hungry, very hungry, and it has to eat all the time in order to exist. So that's why it spreads and spreads and spreads, because if there's nothing to eat, it's like a human being also would die. If we don't eat for a few days, a human being would also die. You needed life. You got to feed the wolf. In contrast, heavenly fire, an ash that comes from Shemayim, doesn't need fuel to burn. Because if it would need fuel to burn, it would consume whatever it burns. And the snare wasn't consumed. It has its own source. The fire of Shemayim has its own source. It's like the neshama, which is ruchnius. The ruchnius of Kedusha, let's say the Eish HaTorah, the Torah is compared to Eish. It's called Eish Das in Mezuzah Brocha. Doesn't is not sustained by eating physical fuel. It has spiritual fuel from Shemayim. The Chochma of Hashem, it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The parallel between Moshe and the snare is that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the madrega of the snare Boer Ba'esh. That's why Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in a snare, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a snare that was Boer Ba'esh. Snare Boer Ba'esh. What's the example of Moshe Rabbeinu, the snare Boer Ba'esh? He had the fire of Torah. What does it mean he had the fire of Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, I was on Har Sinai, lechem lo achalti, yamayim lo shasisi. I didn't eat, I didn't drink for 40 days. How's that possible? A human being doesn't eat and drink, he would die. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu was there for 40 days learning Torah from Hashem. And the reason being, because Moshe Rabbeinu was attached to the Eish HaShamayim. The Eish HaShamayim doesn't need fuel in order to exist. It doesn't need food like the Eish of the Eretz. Moshe Rabbeinu was a burning snare. And the reason why he was zoicha to this madrega is because, like it says by the snare represented a nivus. The snare and Sinai are synonymous. Tavdunas elokim alahor hazeh means that was Har Sinai. And because of Anivus, it was also the smallest mountain. In order to be able to receive the Torah and to learn the Chochmas Hashem, a person has to be an Anav. And Moshe was the Anav Mikol Adam. He was the Anav Mikol Adam. So he was the Keli where the Mayim would come down and come down to the lowest level. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. So he himself was an example of the Sneb Boer Ba'esh. That his whole being was lit up with the fire of Ruchnius, of Torah. It wasn't about the guf, it was about the neshama. Same thing at Matan Torah, the snare and the Sinai, the gili of Hashem, Ato Eisel Adaski Hashem Elokim, that was a gili of, that the essence of life is the neshama, not the guf. Parcha Nishmasa was a devekus, that the neshama left to be dovak. That's the example of Eish Hashamaimi, that's a ruchnistic age. Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai was peris miyishtoi. He says, I could get the gili of Hashem at any second. I got to be ready all the time. He was above the guf, above the chaymer, above the taivis. That was the age of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's the Eitz Hadas and there's the Eitz HaChaim. You know the story, what happened to Eitz Hadas. The Toiv and the Ra. The mixture, the struggle, the guf, the neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Eitz HaChaim. He embodied the Torah. Like the Sfarim say that Moshe Rabbeinu is Gematria Taryag. Taryag. That's the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a person who had Hasne life, 120. He lived a life of Hasne, a bitu, ana mikol adam. He lived with the age of Torah, which doesn't consume, it doesn't destroy, it brings light, and brings the vekis in Hashem. It brings to clarity of what your purpose is. She's Baravi Yisami says, oh, then what's your choiv in this world? That's the koyach of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the total of that. Boya Ba'esh. Hashem calls to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, Moshe, Vayomi Hineni. Hineni, here I am. I'm like the snare. Hineni, here I am like the snare. Ready you to ask for me anything to become more ruchnius, to elevate myself more. Honor me, kol adam. Chayei shoma, neshoma, to live chayei neshoma. That's 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of Ruchnius. From the moment that he was born, Yocheved sees Ki Tovu. And what's the Tov that she saw at birth? Vatera Oso Ki Tovu. What does she see? What does Rashi say?
Light.
The Smali Habayas Oira, the house was full of light. And the Forshim say, what light? What do you mean, light? It's in daytime, it's always light. You know, what kind of light? It meant the Oragonis. Oragonis. That's the light that came when he was born. That's where the light was hidden in the Torah. Where was the light hidden, that Oragonis that appeared on the first day? It's in the Torah. That's the light. Moshe Rabbeinu had that light. It's shown all about him. He is like the Hasna. The person has to try to elevate himself to be, elevate himself to be higher. That's what it means, 120. Minig of Yidden is to say, wish a person, Ad mea v'esrim shana, amush. Never heard of the word amush? Ayin mem vav, strudel, and then a shin. A sin, you don't put the dots anyway. It means Ad Mea V'Esrim Shana. Never saw that? Yeah, we know. How'd you pick that? 120. Maybe 110. Yosef hit the 110. Pretty good. Right? No, you're 120. You may live the 120. People tell you, I'd rather get when I'm 119, I'm already like, man, I'm not even alive. Don't make me have another year. You know? So you're not wishing me a bracha with that. Put me in a home anyway. What's what my life's going to be worth? So what does it mean if you live 120? You should live the life of Moshe, 120. Hasna, the bush, with anivus. You should be consumed with a fire of ruchnius for Torah and growth and change. That's what it means to say 120. 120 means to be under the tzeil of Hashem. Tzeil. Tzeil is gematria 120. The tzeil of Hashem. Tzeil of Hashem comes from the word tzelem. Tzelem. Tzelem elokim. What does it mean? A tzelem elokim. To be under the tzeil of Hashem. How do you get under the tzeil of Hashem? By making sure your neshama is in charge. To have a neshama charge instead of a goof charge. The neshama should be in charge. Tzeila. Tzeila dim heimnusa. You know what a tzeila dim heimnusa means? You know what that's referring to? Tzeila dim heimnusa, a lashon in the Zohar? Sukkah. Sukkah is called Tzeila dim heimnusa. The tzeil of emuna. Hemnusa means emuna. Sukkah is called Tzeila dim heimnusa. When you sit in the shade of the sukkah, get deep emuna. The ananei akovet, surrounded by Hashem. No gashmis, ruchnius, surrounded. Ruchnius. The world is temporary. The Bekas and Hashem is the Iker. Be surrounded with the Ananei Kovet. That's the tzeil. Tzeil of the Sukkah. Tzeil of the Sukkah is also 120. You're learning Masechta the Sukkah now. A sukkah that's over 20 yamas is puzzle. I see you're learning the Sakhi sukkah every day. There are six tvachim in an amma. How many amas are in a sukkah? 120. 120 amas is the tzeil of the sukkah. That's what gives the tzeil of the sukkah, to sit under by the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Adonai Yaakov is the sukkah. Fire, physical fire destroys. Consumes. Spiritual fire in the Eish of the Torah enlightens. It brings to growth. It brings you to put contact in your neshama. We spoke about how Torah gives you the courage to be able to discern between the light and the darkness. This big gray area, the gray area of Chol Drachecha Da'ehu, which I spoke about it this week, Chol Drachecha Da'ehu. You need the Das Torah to give you the Das, to decide, like, is this Mutter, is this Asar, is Hashem going to be happy, am I giving him Nachas Ruach, I'm not giving him. A lot of things are not in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't look it up. So how do you get it? From learning Torah. Achashoalti meis Hashem oisa avakesh. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Lach zois benoyam Hashem Ulevakir Behecholo. What does Ulevakir Behecholo mean? Levakir. Bikur.
Visit.
Visit. You're saying Shivti Beveis Hashem, call Yamechayai. And I should be Levakir Behecholo. Either you're there 24/7 or you're taking a visit there. That doesn't mean 24/7. It's a contradiction. If the shifty relation, call you Mechayai, then it's not Levakir. But Bikur is examination. Bikur means to examine, to Mevakir a korban, to see the details of different things. Examine it closely. Bikur Choylem, the Ikur Bikur Choylem is not say, how you doing, Harry? You don't look too good. The Ikur is to find out what could he use? What does he need? How can he get better? That's called Bikur Choylem, means to examine, go through the details, check it out. How can I help you? How can I help you? Ulevakir Behecholo. The more Torah that you have, the more you learn, the more koyach of bikur you have. Bikur in yourself, bikur in the world. To be bikur, to see what does the Torah want from me? What do I want from me? How could I grow? That's bikur. Levakir Behecholo. To put the Das Torah in your head, the more Das Torah you have, the more when it comes to decisions and bechiras that are challenging and you don't know what to do, all the Torah that you learned would tell you what you have to do. I heard this from my Rebbe also. The Rush more than once uses a lashon libi oimer. My heart tells me that this is the psak. Libi oimer. My heart tells me. My heart is speaking to me. The doiver emes bulvavo is that the thing is your heart speaks to you. And the svarim say on that rush that his libi oimer is greater than any raya you could bring from someplace else. They would trust the libi oimer of the rush than somebody else bringing a raya. A raya you could slug up. You have shira every day. You see, you could slug up. Got a kashim with how he says pshat. Libi oimer means everything I have, my entire lave of all the Torah that I learned, all of the tefillahs that I davened, all the shabboses that I had, every time I worked on Amidah, the change. It's the culmination and development of the lave of a person. I could tell you the psak, even though I can't prove it, but this is the psak. That's Levakir Behecholo. You have a koya. The more you break your head, understand the Torah, the more Torah power you have in your head to see what is the Ratzon of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is the nice in the Torah. Everyone, the koyach, that you could have a chelik, that you have a part of you that's so connected to the neshama. You have the fire of Torah inside of you that doesn't consume. In fact, it lives off the neshama, not the guf. And Hashem. Then you have that certain tveikus with Hashem that you could only get from having the Torah and learning.